The EPA has provided utilities with a roadmap telling them where they need to go, but they'll have considerable flexibility on what route to take. At the Southern Environmental Law Center, Senior Attorney Frank Rambo says Virginia utilities may choose to promote greater efficiency and conservation by consumers.
Lowering the amount of electricity that's used, being less wasteful with the electricity that we generate.
Or, he says, Virginia utilities may choose to move more aggressively into solar generation.
Just to the south of us in North Carolina, they've got about 800 megawatts of solar power either in the ground or in development. In Virginia, we have about 50 megawatts.
Increasing the state's solar capacity would likely create jobs while reducing the need to burn carbon-based fuels like coal, natural gas, and biomass. Critics say new limits on carbon emissions will cost jobs and drive electric bills up. But Rambo dismisses those claims.
They said it about the acid rain program from the 1990s. When we tighten ozone levels, when we place limits on mercury, arsenic and other toxics that are emitted from our power plants, they've said the same thing, and it has never happened.
And he doubts those who say restrictions on utilities burning coal will kill the state's coal industry.
The coal industry sends its coal many places. They send it overseas. They send it to industrial operations of various kinds. Coal mined in Virginia that actually goes to Dominion and other power plants in the state is about 10% of what they produce.
What's really hurting coal, he says, is increased competition from plentiful and cheap supplies of natural gas produced by fracking. Virginia utilities will have about 2 years to figure out how best to meet the new federal limits. I'm Sandy Houseman.